Judicial Watch uncovers 426 pages of records in lawsuit for Biden email alias. By Wendell Hasebo on January 10, 2024. Judicial Watch released hundreds of pages of records on Wednesday related to President Joe Biden's alias email account, providing a window into his frequent communication with Hunter and James Biden about his official schedule, meetings, and travel plans. The emails, hundreds of which are under Joe Biden's aliases, are relevant to the impeachment inquiry into the president because the alias accounts raise concern because they are unusual, suspicious, and shady, experts and lawmakers previously told Breitbart News. Joe Biden used four aliases, Robert Peters, Robin Ware, J.R.B. Ware, and Ox. The use of a private email for official business is discouraged by law. The emails also show that Hunter and Jim Biden accompanied Joe Biden on taxpayer-funded trips, and then Vice President Biden in December 2009 emailing an aide after he forgot the password to his West Wing computer, Judicial Watch reported via a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. The records also revealed James Biden used his professional email address jbiden@lionhelp.com, linked to Lion Hall, which was the subject of an FBI bribery investigation in the 1990s. Related, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden email story, a smear campaign. In total, Judicial Watch discovered 210 Biden vice presidential email messages. Most were redacted under the Presidential Records Act, PRA, restrictions and applicable FOIA exemptions. Judicial Watch previously unearthed several that Hunter Biden traveled extensively with a Secret Service detail to various countries, totaling 411 domestic and international flights to 29 foreign nationals, including China five times. Below are a small portion of the emails uncovered by Judicial Watch related to Biden family travel. An email from Michelle Smith, executive assistant to the vice president, dated June 24, 2011, entitled News Piece and Wire Photos from the First Greece Stop. The email is addressed to Hunter Biden, Beau Biden, Hallie Biden, and Kathleen Biden. The email contains two attachments, which are photos of Jill Biden with U.S. troops on the USS Ramage. The email is a news release concerning Jill Biden arriving in Greece for the 2011 Special Olympic Games. Prior to attending the Flame of Hope lighting ceremony, Mrs. Biden visited the USS Ramage, a destroyer anchored off the Philyra Marina in southern coastal Athens. Biden told the crew members of the destroyer she was looking forward to attending the Special Olympic Games. An email from Michelle Smith, dated October 24, 2010, addressed to James Biden. The subject of the email is tomorrow's schedule, safe travels. The email is an itinerary for then-Vice President Joe Biden and James Biden for one-day travel from the VP's private residence in Delaware to Orlando, Florida, to address the International Association of Police Chiefs. On the return trip, there were short stops at Manchester-Boston Regional Airport for a dinner visit with Anne McLean Custer at Norton's Classic Cafe, followed by a visit to Salon 263, Nashau, New Hampshire. Afterwards, Vice President Biden and Jim Biden returned to his private residence. An email from Fran Person, Vice President Biden's personal assistant, dated July 24, 2009, is addressed to Beau Biden and Hunter Biden and is titled, FW. A very successful visit. Two email recipients are redacted. The email is a forward from Antony Blinken, deputy assistant to the president, from Ambassador John Taft regarding Biden's trip to Tbilisi, capital of the Republic of Georgia. The email states that everyone from President Saakashvili to his most ardent opponents had great things to say about Biden. Polling shows Americans believe Joe Biden involved himself with the family business. Yahoo/YouGov, a majority of voters believe Joe Biden committed a crime with Hunter. Dip, 63% say Joe Biden violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, by assisting Hunter in the Burisma Holdings deal. JL Partners, a majority of voters believe Joe Biden was likely involved inappropriately in his family's business. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.